back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today I'm taking you to Virginia and telling you all about a trip that I had to the American Revolution Museum at Yorktown. It's all about the American Revolutionary War that was fought back in 1775. And the show today is about the forgotten soldiers of the American Revolutionary War. And in particular, for the last two segments, and this one now too, we are going to hear a little bit about the Negroes who fought and how they assisted for, you know, many of the different wars and different parts of the war that were fought in different areas, how they were part of that, but may not always be recognized. So freedom was promised to a lot of them, and freedom was promised to them whether or not they fought or not. In some cases, the British was actually offering freedom to some of the people just to come and help and assist them. And as part of that, there was something that was created that was called the Book of Negroes and the Book of Inspection of American Negroes. So those two documents were created so that they could record over 3,000 enslaved men, women, and children to document those people that were claiming that they were promised freedom or that they had fought in the war. Now, this book was very, very, very significant at the end of the war and the beginning of our country, because the legal ownership of men, enslaved men, women, and children was being challenged, actually. And there was, of course, a lot of pushback to that. And as a result of these two documents, over 3,000 people were listed, and some gained their freedom. Some were moved to Nova Scotia, up to Canada, and some were actually returned to West Africa, to Sierra Leone. And here in my conversation with Martha, I'm going to play another bit of part where we talk about this book. She describes the Book of Negroes and the Book of Inspection of American Negroes. And in this exhibit, you'll have a chance to actually see these two documents, the real ones from hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So again, you guys may want to check this out and go and see this exhibit up in Yorktown, Virginia. It's there until March 22nd of this year. So here's my conversation with Martha.
And something we worked on for over 2 years is the Book of Negroes and its companion, the Inspection Roll of Negroes, together again for the first time since 1783. Wow. And these are books that wrote down the names, the ages, a short description, and under remark, the stories of the 3,000 plus men, women, and children who were evacuating New York with the British in 1783. The books were made in 1783. Between April and November of 1783. Okay. They record the ships, the destination, the name, the age, a short description, and then under remarks, if they had been enslaved, because now they were free with the British, who they had belonged to and how long ago they had run away. And the reason why these books were made, one for the English, the other one for the American, is because according to Article 7 of the Treaty of Paris, which was the treaty that ended the war, and we've got Article 7 here on exhibit as well. The real Article 7, not a reproduction, the real Article 7, yes. The Article 7 said that the British had to remove their troops without carrying away, quote, not carrying away any Negroes or other property of the American inhabitants. Mm. So Sir Guy Carleton, the English, says, we're not going to do this. We promised them freedom. You can't have them back. And George Washington says, no way. It's the treaty says you're not going to carry them away. You can't. You have to give them back. And Carleton says, we're not giving them back. They came to us in freedom, for freedom, and now they're free and they're not going back. How to resolve this question? And of course, all these men and women and children, they're in New York, and they don't know what's going to happen to them. Are they in fact going to be sent back or not? Here was the compromise. We'll make a list. We'll make a list of all the men, women, and children. And should the crown, the English crown, decide to compensate the American owners, we have a list. We have a list, and you have a list. And we can then talk about how much money X owner is going to get for this person that was promised freedom. Mm-hmm. Thus, we have the Book of Negroes, that was the English copy, and the Inspection Roll of Negroes, That's the American copy. There are actually two volumes. This is only the first volume, like book one and book two. Mm-hmm. Now imagine you're down at the dock and you're lined up to get on the boat because everyone had to be listed.
And how many volumes did you say?
There are two volumes each.
Okay.
Now they're actually... There are two bound volumes each, I should say, mm-hmm. that there's a third volume of that really loose and not bound up in mm-hmm. our American archives, and there's a third one in the English archives as well. What's interesting, and kind of a side note on the English one, is that after the war, Sir Guy Carleton goes back to England with all his papers, including this. It doesn't immediately end up in the English archives. It's in his private papers. It goes into either they're bought by, I think they might be bought by, or he gives them to a scholarly society who then sells them to, I think he sold them to a dealer who then sells them to John Rockefeller Jr., who then gives them to Colonial Williamsburg. So this is actually in Williamsburg until 1957, when Queen Elizabeth comes, with all the other Carleton papers, mm-hmm. until 1957 and the 350th anniversary of the settlement of Jamestown. So she comes to Virginia to do the ceremonial thing at Jamestown. She goes to the White House and the Carleton papers are returned to England in 1957, including these, and there is photographic documentation of all these boxes of papers, of Carleton's papers, with the Queen, with Prince Philip, Dwight D. Eisenhower, mm-hmm. ceremonially returning these papers. So now it has come back to Virginia, and side by side with our copy, which has always been with the papers of the Continental Congress. After the war and the establishment of the Library of Congress, our copy goes to the Library of Congress, mm-hmm. and when the National Archives is established in the 1930s, I guess, all of this goes over to the National Archives.
I tell you, this book is so fascinating to me. And you know, there was also a documentary or a movie that was made called The Book of Negroes. So you can actually check that out because it brings the book actually to life as it follows one woman's life and her movement up to Canada as part of what her journey was after the Book of Negroes was recorded. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, a great place for you to go, take a great vacation, and have a little fun. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, when we come back, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the other unsung heroes of the American Revolutionary War, those people that were kind of out there doing some things and getting some things done, really there to be support. So there were other people as well, not only just the Negroes that were kind of seeking out not only their freedom, but the freedom of and the independence of our country. But there were other people as well that were doing some things that we need to definitely make note of. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about that and also have another conversation that I had with someone while I was at the museum up in Yorktown. So you guys sit tight. I'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.